What's up, guys? I hope that you had an incredible quarter one, because that is what today's episode is going to be all about, is doing a quarter one recap with you and just sharing kind of like the behind the scenes of what happened, what went well, what didn't go so well, the goals I achieved, the goals I didn't achieve, and also what I am going to be planning for quarter two and how you can set yourself up to learn from quarter one and then have a kick-ass quarter two with me. So I've never done one of these episodes before, but I was like, I actually think this is going to be really helpful for me too, to just get in the habit and like the structure of like goal setting and planning and like doing the things, you know, as a CEO. It's funny because I feel like the more that I have been in the van, the more structure and routine I'm really craving of like, okay, like having goals and having a plan as somebody who really used to just like wing everything. And I'm really impressed by myself that I have basically, I mean, I would say I lean way more towards just like going with the flow and doing it. But in the last year or so, I've really stepped it up in terms of planning and goal setting and actually making a plan. And even just a small amount of planning has like, oh, done wonders for me in my life and my health and my business and everything. So, all right, let's talk about this. So for those of you who don't know this, quarter one is basically the first 3 months of a year. And in like business speak, we have four quarters in the year. And you can think about it kind of as seasons, but quarter one is like, you know, it can set the tone for the year. It doesn't have to. I like to think that every month, every day, every week, every quarter is an opportunity for a new start. But I do find that just like the new quarter energy, it's kind of like the new year energy, right? And it's like we get all these opportunities to restart. So the quarter one for me was a really exciting quarter, and it kind of ended in a lot of questions. So quarter four of last year, of 2023, was my highest cash quarter in the whole business. I think we had $120,000 quarter, which is really crazy because that's what I made in my first year of business, like fully going into it. And so to be able to make what I made in a year and a quarter, I'm like, whoa, that's so cool. Like, talk about collapsing time. And I'm really excited to collapse time even more, but I really wanted to just like acknowledge that for myself, because it's something that I don't really share the type of stuff anywhere, but I was like, I feel like just sharing with you and pulling back the curtain and being vulnerable and like talking about like what is possible, it could be helpful. So yeah, just let me know if this episode is valuable. So yeah, quarter four of 2023 was the highest cash quarter. It was also the quarter in which I really doubled down on myself and my offers. And I sold a lot in quarter four. And the reason that was is like I was really challenging myself to get outside of my comfort zone and talk about exactly what it is that I offered. And I also came up with a new offer that really actually changed the trajectory of my business. I've talked about it here on the podcast before, but I started introducing single business and wealth activation sessions, and those were a huge hit. And what happened is that off the back end of those sessions, I ended up making a lot of money because people got a taste of what it was like to work with me in 45 minutes. And, you know, they ranged, like, I think I started selling them at $222. And then very quickly I was like, whoa, these are like, I'm really undercharging. And so then I moved the price up to $444. And then the price is now $555 because the sessions are kind of insane. Like the results and the value and what people are saying, they were like, you need to charge more for these sessions. I was like, okay. So those sessions ended up being like a huge conversion for me. And I wouldn't say 100% of people continued with me, but most people that did a session with me ended up buying something else. And so I was like, whoa, what an interesting, like, unexpected strategy. I just wanted to offer them because I felt really called to give like specific feedback for people without having them without having them to need to like buy a whole one-on-one package with me. They wanted the one-on-one support and they wanted to like be in my energy and me look at their business and everything. And so, yeah, that was really cool. So that was like a really great decision. I'm really glad I did that. And that transpired into a lot of clients, which was awesome. And a lot of women joining The Current, which is my year-long experience with me. So that was a really cool, like unexpected thing. And then, yeah, we celebrated $120,000 cash received for the company. I don't know what the sales were. Honestly, because I just don't track sales. And for those of you who don't know, so basically cash received is how much money goes into your Stripe account or to your bank account in that month or in that given quarter. Sales is like, say I made a $10,000 sale, but the person bought it on a payment plan and only paid $2,000. Technically, I've only received $2,000 in cash, but the sale was $10,000, you see? So a lot of people will share their sales numbers. Some people will share their cash numbers. I just think you have to be transparent. Like, you know, like don't use a number that is not the actual number. Like a lot of people be like, oh my God, we had blank, blank, blank in sales, which that's great. That's like super cool, but it can be a little deceiving, you know? And so I just want to be as transparent as possible with you about numbers. Okay, so we had 120K quarter and that was an amazing quarter. And I feel like I really rode that momentum into 2024. And so January, the first day of the year, was an almost $10,000 day cash, which was like, oh my God, this is awesome. What a way to start the year. The first day of the year, I think it was like a $9,700 cash day. And I remember I was in a hotel. We were in Colorado. Kurt and I were on a trip, a vacation. And I was just like, fuck yeah, this is setting the tone for the year. And the rest of the month was great. So January and February were both $35,000, just around, cash months. And yeah, I was really in it. You know, I was teaching a lot of free masterclasses. I was giving a lot of free value. It was a lot of fun. I had a lot of fun and I was fully in it. And then at a certain point at the end of February, early March, right as I was wrapping up Fly to Six Figures, I had this kind of moment, like identity crisis moment of like, I don't really feel like I'm a coach. And I've mentioned this on the podcast before, I believe, but I was just like, I know my clients see me as like a mentor, but at my core, like my deepest, highest calling is like speaking and is really activating people and being in big rooms, you know? And so when I had this moment, like I really started to get in my head a little bit and I was like, what am I doing? I was like, I'm not gonna stop doing what I'm doing, but I'm also like, what is the path if that's what I really feel called to do? And so I kind of had this come to Jesus moment of like, well, I don't have to choose. I can do both. I can still, you know, support my clients and I can also bring on this other identity. And so March was a really challenging month for me. It was, we were also full-time in the van for the whole month. We were full-time in the van for February as well, but we were full-time in the van in March and there was a lot more, movement. Like we traveled a lot more week to week and day to day. And so I think that just kind of like threw things off. So I didn't have my morning like stillness practice and I wasn't doing my morning like movement. Like I was working out, but it was like, I personally am somebody who's, I'm taking action. Like I'm doing the things. It's actually more for me. I need to get grounded and like hear my own inner guidance system. And so that was really cool. I finally freaking did that. And that's when the realization happened for me of like, oh, I can be both. I can be a speaker and hype people up and host these huge fucking live events and also mentor clients. You know what I mean? Because as a speaker, like most of the money that you make as a speaker is actually in all of the products and services that you have. And I was like, oh, right. Duh. Right. But like for a second there, I got in my head. And for a second, I mean like probably a week, like I was really like, what am I doing? And so I definitely pulled back on selling, on talking about what I offer because I was confused. And like, just a pro tip, like it's kind of like your audience is going to like feel it when you aren't fully confident or fully embodied in what you're selling or what you're doing. Like they are like, I know you guys are so intuitive and you can often feel kind of what I'm up to or what's going on. And it's like, yeah. So March was a challenging month. And so when I looked at the numbers, for March, it was like, honestly, one of the lowest months since the beginning of last year. I think we had I think it was a $14,000 month. And I was like, whoa. Now, the reason that this happened, I believe, is because I had an assumption about something in my business that didn't happen. And honestly, I was exhausted this month. I don't know why, but it just, that's what it was. And so I just didn't have the energy to launch something new. And it's just what it is. Like, and this has made me realize the power of having like monthly recurring revenue. Like, I didn't sell anything new. I didn't create anything new this year. Like, that $13,000 or $14,000 that was collected in the month of March was completely from monthly recurring revenue, which to me is like, even though I was like, damn, this month was a challenging month. Like, I know that at the end of the day, I'm actually really proud because, you know, that was not that I wasn't doing anything and I wasn't putting in any effort, but the business carried me in a time of like, what am I doing? Right. And so I really preach so much about creating monthly recurring revenue because like, it's going to make your body and your nervous system feel so much happier. And it's going to give you some predictability in a world of entrepreneurship, which is unpredictable, right? So we ended quarter one. Let's see. We ended quarter one, at $77,100 cash received. It might be a little bit higher, but I'm going to just say that was the number. And that is a 272.3% increase from 2023 last year, because quarter one of last year, we created $19,500. So, okay, that to me, okay, if I don't zoom out, I could have made myself feel really bad that quarter four of 2023 was an $120,000 quarter. And then quarter one of this year was only a $77,000 quarter. But if I zoom out a little bit more, I look and I see, oh shit, wait a second. Actually, last year at this time, I had only made $19,000. And I say only just for the comparison of myself. $19,000 is still amazing amounts of money. $77,000 is amazing amounts of money. But sometimes we haven't zoomed out and like looked, like basically zoomed out over the whole length of the business to see, oh shit, actually I'm doing way better than I thought, right? Because I had moments in March where I was like, what is going on? Like, what is going on? And I had to really check in with myself and really do a lot of mindset work and a lot of energy work around like, Sam, this is a normal part of business and it is okay. And look at all of the amazing things that are happening. You know, I had my biggest launch with Fly to Six Figures. I had the most women in the room. And for me, like that's biggest launch. I don't know exactly cash received for that launch, but it was more about the momentum that created for my company and the trust that was built and the relationships and the community that was built. Like it was amazing. That was so amazing. And to be honest, I expected a lot more women to be continuing, but a lot of them were like, I want to continue. I'm just not in the financial place to join the current. And I was like, all right, cool. So then that got my thinking brain on of like, well, what if I have some sort of, like kind of membership style thing that was a community and we have a community call every month and it's a lower cost thing. And so we're going to do that. So stay tuned for that. And it's going to be $88 a month and it's going to be riffs with me and kind of behind the scenes of growing my company and like what that looks like. And, just reminding you who the fuck you are. And then we're going to do a community call. And then as you make more and more money and as you're in a healthier and better financial position, then if you want the custom support with me, you can jump into the current. But with that whole situation happening, I realized that instead of seeing it as like, oh my God, like none of these women joined, blah, blah, blah. It wasn't that. It was more like, oh, okay, there's an opportunity here. There's an opportunity to get creative, right? And like still continue to be in that abundance mindset. And so that's what I've been kind of like chatting with my team about, is like, okay, we're going to build this thing and it's going to be this and it's going to be that and it's going to be blah, 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 you know? And so that was a huge win, because what I could have gone down the road of like, oh my God, it's not working, I changed it very quickly to like, this is an opportunity in disguise, right? And so it's like, what things in your business right now, in your life right now, are actually opportunities in disguise? And so, yeah, overall, like, my lessons learned from quarter one are, like what I just said, like, what are the opportunities in disguise? Like, what's not going well, but it's actually because it's giving you an opportunity for things to be even better, right? And then number two is like, actually continually recognizing and celebrating my own wins, because it's really easy for me to lose sight of how far I've come. And so zooming out is really important. You know, the moment I zoomed out and I saw, holy shit, like, we are up 270-something% from last year. Like, we made almost 4 times the amount of money that we did in the company since last year. And what? Like, that is amazing to me. And so I had to give myself credit. And then that made me feel better. And then that made me want to take more action, right? And so if you think about it from that place, like, celebrating yourself and recognizing yourself as a high achiever is like one of the most important things, because if not, you will always move the goalpost and you will always feel like shit. And then you will feel frustrated and angry, and trying to take action from that place is not it, you know? So I really had to do, like I said, a lot of my own emotional work to change how I was thinking about things, you know, and show up in a different way. So I would say those were the main lessons for me. There's so much more I could say about like van life and stuff, because I had this conversation with Kurt the other day, and we actually recorded a podcast and I'm going to be releasing, but I was like, dude, why is it so fucking hard to run a company in the van? And then we were talking and I was like, oh my God, it's so hard because it's hard. Like, 95% of people that are doing van life are over the age of 65, and the other 5% have stable jobs that, you know, they just show up for during the day and then they close their computer. I'm over here, the CEO of a company, running a movement. What am I doing? Like, of course it's fucking hard. Most people would never do this, and most people wouldn't have the capacity and the skills and the emotional regulation and all the things to do this. So I had to give myself some credit. But it's really easy to be like, why is this hard? Why is this? And it's like, because it is, you know, just like validate the fact that it's hard running a business and growing a business. It is not for the faint of heart, you know, like, you got to put in the reps, you got to put in the work. And so I want you to know what's involved, you know? So quarter one overall, I would say, was a success. Would I have done things differently? Of course. Would I have reframed things earlier in March so that we could have had an even better March? Of course, right? But I don't see just the finances as a metric of success in the business. Like, it's not. Like, I know that there were so many big shifts happening internally for me in March. I let go of a lot of things. I shifted a lot of things. I stepped into new identities. I really claimed what it is that I desired. I had so many new opportunities come to me for speaking, which is amazing. I put it out to my community. I was like, guys, I really want to speak. I want to speak on stages. I really just feel called to speak in a big way. And like, it doesn't scare me. Like, yes, it scares me, but it doesn't scare me. Like, 'cause I know I was like born to do that. And so, yeah, I was just like really, really honest and open with my community on Instagram and with my mentors and my team. And so, like, opportunities have been coming, like, very divine synchronistic opportunities. And so I would say that that is also a huge win, you know? So just remember, like, money is not always the metric of success. So that's my personal Q1 2024 recap, and I would love to hear yours. I've never done one of these with like financial numbers, and I don't know that I will continue to do them, but if it's helpful, if it's of interest to you, please just let me know. I think it's really interesting to share. And I remember, I think it was Denise Duffield Thomas did a yearly income report or something at some point a few years ago. And I read it and I was like, wow, this is so helpful. Like, she shared her breakdown of all of the numbers. So, what I didn't share, and I'm happy to share this, is like the amount of money invested and saved in like mentorship and team and stuff. I can figure out those numbers and I'm happy to talk about them, but I definitely, I paid off a bunch of my mentorship early in the year. So it's kind of a skewed representation of what it is. But this year, like, I prioritize saving at the beginning of the year. I prioritize like putting money into my savings and then investing with the mentors that I knew could help me expand my career. And so I tried to keep things actually quite lean. I would say like I have never done that, but I've also never been in a season to be able to do that. For the first few years of my business, like I was basically reinvesting almost everything that I was making because that's just what I had to do. Like I didn't have any business skills. I didn't know how to sell, how to market, how to create content. I didn't know how to host things. I didn't know how to do shit. And so, and then also the being part, like I invested so much money into embodiment and, you know, getting back in touch with my feminine energy and kind of finding that harmony between my two energies. I mean, holy shit. Like I've invested in so many areas of my life, like relationships and, relationship to self, my own personal growth, like you name it, I've probably invested in it. And I'm so grateful. Like I'm so grateful. And yeah, do I wish I had more savings? Yeah, of course. Who doesn't? But I know that that's just going to compound, you know? And so I was really proud of myself. I paid off all my credit card debt and, I also have, I think I have like 40, maybe a little bit more, 40K savings in my high yield savings account. And to me, I've never had, like, just being completely transparent, I have never had that much money in the bank, like ever before. I have always been somebody who has lived paycheck to paycheck, even when I was making $40,000 a month. Like that, and that's probably a common thing, I think, in entrepreneurship when you don't know how to manage all of the money that you have. I was just spending it all and I was like, yeah, I want that, I want that, I want that. And it was mostly on reinvesting back into the business. It actually wasn't even like for my own pleasure. It was more so of my growth. And do I regret it? Absolutely not. No way. I learned so many invaluable lessons, but I'm just in a different season of business now where I'm actually focused on accumulating wealth. And I would say that most, like, you have to use discernment because saving, like, I don't recommend saving all of your money at the beginning of your business. I really don't. I think that most entrepreneurs are best served by reinvesting the majority of what they make back into the business and back into whether it's team or mentors or, you know, getting in person, in the room, like expanding your network. These things are all required to grow your vision and grow your company. And so, yeah, I don't regret any of it. You know, I had $30,000 worth of credit card debt, even though I had made seven figures. And I know this is a very common thing for everyone that's very successful. So I just didn't have the capital to be able to leverage. And I made some financial decisions that really weren't it. And I learned from them, you know, but this is the game. This is literally the game. So that is my Q1 recap. Now I want you to do the same for yourself. I want you to take a look at your numbers. I want you to take a look at, the successes outside of numbers. And I want you to do a deep dive reflection of your Q1. How did it go? What were the lessons learned? What were the successes and the rooms for opportunity? This is going to help you not make the same mistakes in Q2, or it's going to help you make more of the good things in Q2. And this is something I used to blow by because I would just forget to do it or just like, it wouldn't even be on my radar. And so, I really want you to like, if you use a calendar, you can use Google Calendar or you can use like Asana or any of those, management like platform things, for your business, like basically put a reminder in for you to do this, you know, and maybe I will record these every quarter. Who knows if you guys like this, but, yeah, to just check in with yourself, to do reflections. You could do this every month, obviously, but I just like doing it in the quarters because it's a little bit bigger of a chunk of time. Okay, so for quarter two. So now going into quarter 2, if you're listening to this on the day that it comes out, we're in the second day of quarter 2. It's funny that quarter 2 starts with April Fools. It's kind of like makes me laugh. I'm like, okay. But I want you to get really hyper crystal clear on your goals and intentions for quarter 2. Now, remember that business is a holistic thing. Everything is connected. Like it's not just business. It's also you as a human running the business. And so I want you to break it down into business goals, soul goals, and financial goals. And the reason why I want you to separate financial and business goals is because there can be things that you do or create in your business that are external to money, right? Money, we can't always control. Obviously, we can set the intention and release the how and really focus on the manifestation practices. But at the end of the day, I want you to focus first on the soul goal. So the soul goals are like you goals. Like, what do you want to create in the next 3 months? What does that look like? It could be like I just was having a conversation with a client, and she was telling me that she wanted to do more things outside her comfort zone. And we were talking about running, because I've been running more. And I was like, well, maybe you start running. And she's like, actually, I feel like I never thought I would do that, but it kind of sounds interesting. And so that would be a soul goal. It's a personal goal. It has nothing to do with your business. It's like really focused on you and like what's going to make you feel good, right? Because as we know, like the better you feel in yourself, the better the business just goes. Like that's just how it is. And so this always has to come first. So pick your soul goals. It could be around health, relationships, hobbies, fun, play, your spiritual practices, like really whatever you want it to be, and put those down first. And then the second one is going to be your business goal. So this could be something like for me, my business goal in Q2 is getting in touch with as many people as possible in terms of me being on their podcast, and then also speaking opportunities. And then lastly is creating this lower ticket membership situation. These are the main things that I'm doing in my business. These are my main goals. So I'm going to set pretty intentional numbers with my, like with speaking. Like I want to have blank speaking events, or I want to have X podcasts a month. Like I think in Q2, I think I said I wanted to have at least 4 podcast interviews a month. And I think I actually exceeded that, which is exciting. So it's like, just get clear on like what you actually want, unrelated to money, but like what you actually want in your business in terms of goals. And then last one is finances. So I want you to start setting financial goals. I really find so much value in having a number that you are working towards. Now, do not pick a number that you cannot fully get behind. You need to choose a number in your business that you actually believe is possible for you, right? And if you don't believe it's possible, then you have to just do the mindset work to reframe limiting beliefs to be able to get behind the number, right? So I had this idea of like, okay, well, if I made 77,000 ish in Q1 of 2024, I was like, what would it look like if I made $77,000 a month? So basically I had a $220,000 Q2. What would it look like? And I'm just playing. Now, do I believe fully that I could, like, can I get behind that number? Like, for me, I'm like, yes, I can, because I know that anything is possible and money can come in so many ways. I could land a $100,000 speaking gig and land a $100,000 client, and I basically would be there, right? And so you're always looking at, like, what's the path of least resistance? So I think it's kind of fun to make a, like, okay, like a goal for the finances, but then like a stretch goal, like a fuck yeah, like this is happening. I know I can do this. Like it's inevitable. And then a like, yo, what the hell just happened type of goal, right? And so I want to even make this what the hell even happened goal even bigger, because I'm like, I just know it's possible. Like I really genuinely know it is possible. I have no idea how, but that doesn't matter. And I think that's the thing I want you to remember. The how does not matter. It doesn't matter. It's not your job either. Like, give it over to the fucking universe, but like, get your energy behind it. You know, and every time I've done this, it's happened. Like, every single time. I remember, or very close, like, I was like, okay, I'm going to have a 50K month. I didn't know how it was going to happen. There was like 7 days left of the month, and like $23,000 came in, and we had a $48,500 month, right? So remember that it is not your job to figure out the how. It's just your job to decide your desire, get behind it fully, reframe beliefs if you feel like it's not happening, right? And get your energy behind it. And then be open to receiving and taking the action, right? So I'm gonna hold true to my goal. It seems really insane, but I'm gonna do it anyways, you know? And then my regular goal financially, I would like to have, I can be fully behind that we can obviously match the quarter that we had in Q1. And then that gives me a range, right? Okay, cool. I got to make at least $77,000. Like, but that to me, it feels very small in what I know I'm capable of. So I think I'm going to bump that up. I'm just doing this live with you. I think I'm going to bump that up to like, I would say let's go back to six figures. So I'm going to have, it's going to be at least a six figure quarter. And then we're going to be opening up to a quarter of $1 million quarter. That would be dope. So 100 to 250K. Now, because I just said that to you out loud, that feels very vulnerable, but it's just, I think this is how I'm going to hold myself accountable to actually doing shit. Now, I'm going to show up completely differently with my energy from this goal set, rather than saying, oh, I want to just like make like a little money, you know? First, you have to get clear on the desire and the goal, and then you have to show up and embody that energy and embody that goal. So I am going to show up. Now, you're going to witness it in real time. It's going to be really funny. I'm going to show up completely differently coming from the version of me that had a quarter of $1 million quarter versus the version of me who maybe has another $77,000 quarter. Now, no option is better. But it's more just like, what do you want, right? And I think a lot of people miss this step in manifestation is getting the first things first. What do you want? You must get clear on what do you want. Now, I'm just playing a game with money. I'm just picking a number that feels fun, right? And then it's up for the universe to reorganize the cooperative components to get things on board, right? And it's up to me to get my energy behind it, my beliefs behind it, and then take action. It's not like I just say it and I'm like, dee-dee-dee. No, I take action. Right? I lean into the resistance. This is going to require me to break a toxic pattern that I have of overthinking. Like, and I think most entrepreneurs go through this, but I realize like I just need to take more action. And that's what March proved to me, is I was in my head a lot in March. I really was. And so the numbers show it all, you know, and that's okay. I don't want to shame myself and I don't want you to shame yourself, but it's just being real with myself of like, yeah, I'm not going to be able to do that again. Cause that's just not it, you know? Okay, so set your three goals, your soul goal, your business goal, and your financial goal. And let's freaking kick some ass together in quarter two. I'm really fucking excited. I want to remind you that you can do anything that your mind conceives of. And so I hope that I'm an example for you of what is possible, and just showing, like, just sharing with you the numbers of, like, last year at this time we had made $19,000. This year at this time we've made $77,000, a little bit more than that. Like, what, you know, like what happens when you just keep showing up and you just keep playing the game and you just keep focusing on what you can control, which is all the things I've just been sharing. Like Q2 is going to be fucking rock solid. The last thing I want to share with you is that I am going to be announcing this membership shortly. And so, I don't know all the details yet, but I imagine that it's going to be riffs, me sharing kind of behind the scenes of like everything. It's not going to just be business. It's going to be like funny things too. But I know that so many of you want to grow your business and make more money and just have more freedom. So that's obviously going to be a part of it. I'm probably going to be tossing in some challenges and some things to do or strategies that are working for me. I think this part is like so invaluable, and I honestly just want to help you make so much more money, and show you how possible it is. And then, secondly, I believe we're going to be doing a community call either every month or every quarter where we all get together and I channel for you. That's the fun part, is you guys know I'm a psychic channel. And so, I want to channel for you. This is where like I channel for your highest timeline and your highest expression. So it's really not me telling you what I think you should do. It's more like source energy sharing with you, like, do this thing, you know? So if that interests you, just keep an eye out, and, it's going to be a lot of fun. Like I said, it's going to be $88 a month. It's going to be, I believe it's going to be canceled anytime. So I want to make it as easy as possible for you to jump in, you know, and to have the support in the community and the camaraderie. There's like so much science and statistic around what happens when you do things in community and what happens when you actually have the support and you're surrounded by like-minded people who are going for the same similar goals, you know, of growing and creating more money and all the things. I'm really excited to be able to create this and create space for all of us to fucking slay, you know? All right. Well, I think this wraps it up. Let me know if this was helpful for you. I think I really liked doing this. It was kind of an idea that just was birthed out of me journaling this morning while I was out on my yoga mat. And I'm like, yeah, I think I'm just going to hit record. And so this podcast episode just ended up being little morning riffings. So, I love you. Thanks for being here. I'm stoked to continue, a fucking epic 2024. And remember that it's never too late to change things around. So let's make Q2 the best fucking quarter of your life. And, yeah, I'll see you on the other side.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Sam Altieri Show. I am so excited to hear what your biggest takeaways were. I want to connect with you more. So please find me on Instagram at Sam Altieri, and I will be sharing even more content to unleash your most unapologetic expression and also create a wildly wealthy life and business. If you want to be entered to win a free one-on-one business and wealth activation session with me, you just have to take a moment to leave a rating and a review of this podcast and just send my team a quick screenshot. Your support means the freaking world to me, and it really helps the podcast reach more women who are ready to show up unapologetically and create a wildly wealthy life and business. All the details for the giveaway can be found in the show notes of this episode, and I cannot wait to talk to you soon.